Brenda.
This meeting is now being recorded.
Hi, this is Aubrey Doria. This is the Staff Accountability WS2 meeting of Thursday, 13 June at 19 UTC, our 23rd meeting. On today's agenda is just one substantive issue, and that's the second subgroup reading of the report. If we succeed at it passing this meeting, then we'll be able to send it on to the plenary. Otherwise, we will, for its first reading there in Johannesburg, otherwise we'll have to take one more crack at it and be a late arrival in submission for Johannesburg. Then there's basically just the normal rest of the agenda, which is the just the listing of the documents. We have three: the report, which is the official one; the supplement, which is a recording of our work, and then there's the response to staff questions that we need to get back to, but not today. It will be on the agenda for next week if we do get through this week. The action items for me coming into this was to produce a report for second reading and for everyone else to review the report, make comments, edits, and suggested text. The schedule update says it needs updating, but hopefully it doesn't at the moment. Hopefully if we succeed in this week or next week, we're still on that schedule. And then our updating meetings, our updated meeting schedule. We have the 13th, then the 20th, then is Johannesburg, and then we need to figure out what's next. So, and then any other business. So, does anybody have any other business? Hi.
Hi, yes? It's Bernie. I'm going to interrupt just for a second because captioning is not working.
Okay.
Monica, if you can hear us, we're not getting anything on our pod of what you're typing in if you are doing so. Thank you. Apologies, Aubrey. Thank you. Back to you.
Okay. So I'll keep going with the agenda, and hopefully the captioning will show up when it shows up. So anybody have any other business that they want to add at this time to this agenda? I'll ask again at the end of the meeting. I see none. Any changes to the agenda? See none. Anybody object to the agenda? We'll go with the agenda. Okay, the next thing is attendance is taken through the Adobe chat participant list and I guess also the host list. Is there anybody on that's on by telephone alone? I don't hear anybody, so I'll assume not. Okay. SOI check. Has anybody upgraded their SOI in any way that's material to the work we're doing in this group? You know, like you just got suddenly hired by ICANN and your staff now or something like that. If not, just to remind people that the SOIs are to be kept updated, and if you do make an update that's material to the group, please let the group know at the beginning of the meeting. Okay, so now on to the Rev 8 of the document, if that can be shown. Now, at the last meeting, even though he's not here, Klaus asked that this time we start with the last section, section 4, since we did go through that rather quickly. If we do that, I'm fine with doing that, and then I would just basically go backwards, 4-3-2-1, as a reverse read-through. I'm also fine with doing a read-through in the normal way. Does anybody disapprove of us starting at the end and working back to the beginning? Yes, Alan.
I don't disapprove, but I'm confused. The agenda pointed to a version 7, and this is a version 8.
I thought an updated version. It was 7 plus was the previous version of the agenda that I had written, the one I just sent out an hour and a half ago. I thought I had updated it to 8. Maybe I forgot. But this is just this is just the latest update.
Okay, because I put some comments in over the last hour or two, so I'm not sure what version they went into.
I saw your comments in the supplement. I didn't see any comments in the report.
There were a few. Most of them are not substantive, but.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at, as I always do, I'm going to be talking from the drive version.
I just want to make sure they're not lost.
It shouldn't be. No, what I just do on the title, just so people know, is I may change the name of it, but it's the same drive document. So the drive document remains the same. I just put an 8 or a 7 or a 6 in its name, but that doesn't actually replace the document. It just replaces the name tag. Okay, since no one objects, we'll start with Section 4, since we talked about that so little. And what Section 4 is a discussion of the recommendations. And I've left most of the changes that I made still as suggestions, but some of them I accepted. Those that were purely typos, I accepted. I did accept the renumbering of the issues to account for having taken out the blank one. But, so let me go to this. And on the first one, I didn't make any changes from last week. So it's basically we had recommendation one and then the discussion of it. So I'm not going to read them all. But, Alan, your hand is up. Is that an again or still?
That was an again. That was a still by mistake, and I realized I was working on the supplement, not the base document, which is why the numbering is different.
Right. That's what I mentioned. I had seen your changes to the supplement, and it's not really a working document, but if you're correcting things there, that's fine. But that's a history of our work, not the thing itself. So hopefully that I have captured your issues from what you said at the last meeting in this one. If not, please bring them up. Okay, so good. So I won't at least be looking for where are his comments. Okay, so anybody have anything to say about one here? Let's say we've talked through most of those. Item two, recommendation two. And basically talked about the contributing causes of frustration. So any comments on that discussion? On discussion three, did make some changes. Added a sentence at the bottom of the first paragraph that said, and this is talking about the panel and its functions. We had a fair amount of discussion at the last meeting about you got to give more structure, you got to say a little bit more about what it can and can't do. So this is one of the things I add. It could share knowledge to help improve the remediation service provided. So they're all providing some sort of remediation service or responsible for dealing with those issues. So figuring that was something else that panel could do. Any objection to that change? Okay, the next change was establishing this group may require a certain amount of implementation discussion among the staff, board, and community, just so that putting this thing together, you know, this this comes into some of the Bernie's guidelines that we'll all see soon, the talk, and he's mentioned them to us, the talk about is it implementable, and this would require any objection to that change. Okay, then the next change, and I'm accepting the changes in the document as I got. Then there was in the fourth paragraph, this should not become another node in the bureaucratic mesh, but rather a mechanism that can be used when necessary to solve a situation. Didn't want to call it a problem. Issue's been overused, so called it a situation. Not sure it's the best word choice, but it was the one I came up with then. Anybody object to that? Okay. Then, so that was three. Any other comments on three before I move on? Okay. Four. This did not. Oh, yes, there was one. There was a removal of the word some. It was just an extraneous word that didn't really add anything to the meaning, so I took it out. It was one of those weasel words I write when I'm first writing something that I'll often remove later. So any objection to removing the word there? Okay. Any other comment on four? Five was no changes. Any comments on five? And obviously, if I move on too quickly, you can always pull me back. Six had some changes in the second paragraph that said these cultural and ICANN organization accountability issues should also be suggested as an item for review by the periodic ATRT reviews. So that was, the addition is not the ATRT, the addition is the phrasing. Any changes, any comments on that change? Yes, Alan.
Yeah, not on the change. The first sentence has I think there's a needs to be belongs and not have two periods. Minor
cultural issue belongs. Okay, done.
Or issue
and
belongs.
Two periods. I see an entity. Okay, thank you. I just did those. Okay. Oh, and then I need a space between by and the. Okay, anything else on six? Okay, on seven, there was a larger change. And this was related to, I think, one of your issues, Alan. Basically, among the issues was frustration among contracted parties with service levels in almost all of the SAF interactions with contracted parties. The contracted parties are held to strict timing and other standards. In dealing with staff issues, in many cases, there are no performance criteria for those performing the services. Similar issues, this is the new sentence, similar issues were expressed by others in relation to other services provided to community members, such as travel and general support for stakeholder processes. Does anybody object to that sentence addition? And Alan, does it cover what you were saying?
I think so.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I see a green check. I'll accept the change. Then there was a change in the last sentence. This leads to misunderstanding and frustration. Oh, no, it's the last sentence. Also, without defined service level definitions, it's more difficult to create metrics and improve services. One of the things I did in response to a fairly severe reaction to SLAs, which have a very formal contractual notion attached to them, was to talk about service level definitions. Hopefully that serves to bridge sort of the community feeling that there need to be some of these things, but ICANN organization feeling that we're not doing a contract with you as we're doing with registries and registrars, so SLA is inappropriate. So tried to bridge that here, and I've tried to make that change consistent earlier in the document. It's one of the things about starting at the end. Is that change acceptable? I see a green check, and Alan, you have a hand up.
Yeah, thank you. It's not a comment about not being acceptable. I just wanted to note that the reaction you just described is part of the problem. Yes, service level agreements in formal contracts may have penalties and you know, what happens if you violate them and don't meet them, but the term is also used in a much more generalized way. I mean, I ran a university service operation, and we had service level agreements. You know, there was no one objecting to it because there was no contract surrounding it. Just the fact that we get pushback saying, well, we can't make commitments like that just because you're volunteers and it's no contract is part of the problem. And I don't know how to express it here, but I wanted to note it.
Okay, thank you. Bernie, yes, your hand is up.
I understand Alan's point of view, but I'm also more in line with Aubrey. There is certainly concerns around the use of the word SLAs, and I can assure you, after having been smack in the middle of the SLAs for the IANA transition, that it is just, I mean, if we can use any kind of other word, I think it would be appreciated by everyone.
Thanks. And this is Aubrey again. Thank you. And, oh, Greg, go ahead before I say what I was going to say. Yes, Greg.
I might be just being redundant, but having just spent a couple of days working on an SLA or something unrelated, if we're not actually talking about an SLA and that in the true sense of a service level agreement as to, you know, various, you know, service levels and metrics and failures and credits and something along those lines, if somehow we just mean, you know, a consulting agreement or a an agreement to deliver services, then we shouldn't use the term SLA because it is needlessly provocative. Of course, if we are really referring to an SLA, then we need to refer to the SLA because it is what it is. But it seems to me that that's not what it is. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Alan?
Yeah, just to be clear, I wasn't suggesting we change the name and use the expression. I was just noting that the visceral reaction to service levels and making commitments to the volunteer community and or to the contracted community is part of the problem. Not that we should be using the word or demanding a formal SLA here. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'll accept the change, and once again, I have to add a space. Okay, any other? Greg, is that the previous raising of the hand? Yes, thank you. I'm trying not to say it's an old hand. I've looked at my hands. They're old. I don't want to accuse you people of having old hands. So any other and I should probably spell definitions correctly. Okay. Any other comments on 7 before I move on? 8. I don't think I had any changes in 8. Any comments on 8? Okay. We'll go on. 9. I did make changes. Part of the established performance review currently includes a required, or it should be a requirement for, community input that's in the documentation. Often this step is, and then I delete a superfluous often. Any objection to those two changes? They say the requirement is in there. If you folks have looked at the documentation we got, there is a requirement for community input. It's just uncertain as to how that is implemented. Seeing no objections to the changes, I'll accept both of them. And there's more going on the next page. There needs to be a regular part of this needs to be a regular part of the process with a consistent practice of reaching out to relevant community members for feedback on interactions with the staff. And this activity fits both parts of the current evaluation methodology. This is defined in their document, both in terms of the goals and the behavior as defined in ICANN Organization Performance Management Guidelines. So this is basically just trying to anchor it into the ICANN documentation better and isn't meant to change the meaning at all. Comment on that? Yes, Bernie.
Thank you, Aubrey. 2 points. The first one on 9. I didn't have all that extra text that you mentioned. But when you're saying ensuring managers seek input from relevant community members during staff's annual reviews, by relevant we mean people who would have knowledge of staff's action. That's a little fuzzy for me the way it's written right now.
So you would recommend that I change the word? See, I thought that the definition, I'll explain, I thought that the definition of relevant would be rather broad because for each function, it could be different people. You know, for travel, it could be travelers. For registrars, you know, it would be people enforcing the RAA, and for registries, it would be those making changes in IANA, et cetera. So I wasn't really quite certain, but if you have a recommended change in word.
I'll think about it because I'm mildly unhappy with relevant as meeting the requirements that, you know, it's services provided to people as users by those staff or people working with those staff. And anyways, I'll think about it, and if I actually come up with something that could be better, I'll send it to you. My bigger concern is on point 8, at the end of that, and that organizational goals and that of responsible staff are correlated, and staff's goals and annual review results are published. We'll have to ask the lawyers, but I believe that publishing staff's annual reviews is against the law because it's considered confidential information between an employer and an employee.
Okay, so there you're referring to the recommendation, not the explanation.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so, okay. Well, we either have to deal with that today or we fail our second reading. So let's think about how to deal with that once we get back to the recommendations because there's none of that in the explanation.
No, I understand that, but that
okay.
was...
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I put a flag on that one. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so... and we're already at 25 minutes, so we may not make it in any case. So no issue with the changes that I made in 9, and there's the editorials. Okay. Then the other two existing recommendations I had no changes on, which is there's already the complaints officer and a discussion of it, but it also related to issues. And hopefully people other than me have checked the mapping of issues to requirements. I think they're fairly good, but of course I never completely trust myself. Okay, let's go to the recommendation. And from Patrick's, we need to clarify what we intend in that recommendation. Yes, I think that the intention, and I guess it's not there and needs to be added to the discussion perhaps, is that there's a suspicion on the part of at least some in the community that people's reviews are based not on the level of support they give to the volunteers, but on how they manage to meet various staff goals that may or may not be consistent with the policies, et cetera, being set by the community. So I think that's that gap in knowledge that I think had people concerned. Yes, Cheryl.
Thanks, Avery, Cheryl, for the record. Just while we're talking on that, there's perhaps a difference we might be able to manage in that particular recommendation and the concerns Bernie raised republishing, and I certainly see his point on that, and that is that we could have a report on the reviews as opposed to the reviews. In a volunteer organisation a million years ago, yes, that is an exaggeration, to prove our continual improvement program was operational and meeting our needs, we produced statistics whereby we had sort of baseline data or starting points established, and then, and in this year we have found the general, you know, I'll use the term happiness indexes increased by 2 points or whatever. But do you see what I mean? There might be a way of getting it to meet our needs in terms of community understanding and trust, and still not violate the privacy issues.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And if you can have in mind words to tell me to type when we get to that one, perhaps we can fix it here and now. Okay, now I'm moving to the recommendations, which is where these issues actually come out. And there were a bunch of changes. Jordan went through and changed a lot of its and sentences that started with verbs to ones that started with nouns indicating who should, and it did seem like a good idea. So as opposed to continue, it's ICANN organization should continue developing, because and one of the things I tried to do in doing this is get the right ICANN what to do it now that we're tripartite. So look not only at the words, but make sure I've got the right ICANN listed. ICANN Trinity or ICANN subsection. So the first one was replacing that. Any objection to that one? Any objection to recommendation one? Okay. The next one, the amendment was, again, adding a subject instead of starting with a verb, then fixing the language to regularly publish a detailed ICANN organizational chart, and that should be of all employees. Of all employees with clear reporting lines so that contracted parties and other community members are aware of the different levels of decision-making within each department and the point of contact for escalation or otherwise. Anybody object to the changes, which is subject, adding a detailed, and that was because people had said issues where there are some that outline the departments, but they don't tell you who's who and who's where, and such. Any objection to those? Seeing none. Any objection to the detailed, to the amended recommendation? Seeing none, I'll move on to three. Okay, in three, there were several changes. Again, adding a noun at the beginning, and then there was the panel will review concerns or issues raised by the community, ombudsman, staff, or board. I had left out ombudsman accidentally. That cannot be resolved through other means. Then means had a note on it. Oh, yes, and I just put a note for myself to add the option for confidentiality. So while this panel should work transparently, it will, at its discretion, be able to treat issues that require it as confidential. So any issue with those amendments to it? Yes, Bernie.
Yeah, sorry. I don't want to rain on the parade here, but I'm thinking back to those best practices for recommendations. And the thing that jumps out on me at me on this one is issues that are not resolved through other means. That cannot be resolved through other means. And that sort of, in a way, it's nice because you give yourself some flexibility. In another way, it's the size of a barn door. I mean, if someone went to the ombudsman and the thing was not resolved, That's one mean. Is that enough? Because the thing couldn't be resolved there. And so my concern, I will tell you, the base concern when reading this is that all of a sudden people will start bringing truckloads of things here, and you're going to swamp this group. So that's all I'm trying to avoid, because it's the way it's written, there's no gating, you know, as far as I can see, unless you say the group can decide which cases it's going to handle. But if it's got no gating and all you have is could not be resolved through other means,
okay,
it worries me. Thank you.
Okay, well, it could. I think the same meaning could be achieved, or the same intent, in issues that cannot be resolved by any single one of them. And it could, you know, that they believe cannot be resolved through their own offices or something like that. Does that make you less... yes, Alan, maybe you have good words for me.
No, I don't. I'll make it even worse, though. Cannot be resolved is very much a judgment call. You know, whose judgment call is it that it's reached the point of no return and it cannot be resolved? You know, I mean, the ombudsman can say, well, if I try a little bit harder, maybe I can do it. Or if I talk to them again, or... So the whole thing, I'm not quite sure. I guess I'm raising a parallel issue to what Bernie's raising, of exactly how and when things go to this group as opposed to somewhere else, or this group can turn it away, is not clear.
How about things that require further effort? Does that help?
Might make the barn door even larger.
If I may, Avery?
Yes?
In an attempt to help here. I fully understand what were the objectives. So the objective is pretty good. But the means are just too wide, I guess, is what we're saying. Could we have, and I haven't thought this through, so don't shoot me, but could the gating function be that two of the panel members have to agree that a case should be taken on?
Works for me. So I adjusted to at least two panel members determine require further effort.
Yeah, and I mean, so if you know, you've identified the panel members, they're trusted by the community. If you, as a complainant, can convince two panel members that this is not getting resolved elsewhere, then you've got a nice, clear gating function, and you won't flood this thing, and it will only deal with things that should go there. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody, I see a green check. Does anybody object to that amendment? Seeing none, I will accept ombudsman. I'll accept that bit of wordsmithing. And the transparency line at the end is okay. See no objection. So as it's now written, any objections, any comments? Yet, Bernie, is that further comment? Okay, thank you. Okay, so moving on to four. And four, the only change was noun, and this was ICANN, and it was specifically not just ICANN organization, but it was ICANN because it would at least involve the board, could well involve the community for methods, and such, is ICANN should develop appropriate internal processes for ICANN staff to raise and resolve any issues they have in working with community members. So I don't know, maybe it should just be ICANN organization and board, to be more specific, but it seemed to me that it could require a complete community effort, because you don't want to you know, create a method that, that then the community feels that they're being blackballed by staff by this new methodology. So it really does seem to require a conversation amongst all. So any objection to the addition of the I can should? Let's see. Yes, Bernie.
Again, referring to the best practices. I understand what you're trying to do by I can should develop appropriate internal processes. But I would suggest that you're creating uncertainty as to how this thing is going to get approved as being adequate. If you just say, I can, and let me illustrate my concern, is it that you're going to require each SONAC to have a formal vote on it and to approve it? And if you're going to go to that level, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be silly here, I'm trying to be practical. If you end up going to that level, I mean, this thing will just never get done. So I would almost think that you might want to say ICANN.org, but it has to consult the community on this, which seemed to be a lot more practical and in line with sort of giving it a bit of wiggle room. I mean, the reality is if ICANN is going to implement something like this, there's no point in doing, you know, cheaping out on it. If you're going to do it properly. And, yes, let's talk to the community, but I'm just concerned that there not be a tug of war on the approval of the thing. Thank you.
Okay, so if we take Bernie's suggestion here, it's ICANN organization. Oh, that should be a capital organization. In cooperation with the community and the board, should develop appropriate internal processes, et cetera. Does that work? Anybody object to that variant? I got a green check from Cheryl. I see a green check from Bernie. I was going to say I don't see a hand, but I just see a green check. Okay. So I will accept those. Any other issues on 4 at this point? Obviously, there'll be further readings if we get as far as the plenary, and we'll be dealing with edits, et cetera. Okay, next one. Once again, adding a noun, ICANN should institute an information acquisition program to allow ICANN organization to better ascertain its overall performance and accountability to relevant stakeholders. Now, I'm sure this has the same problem with the word relevant. And it probably could have the same thing of, who should do this? Maybe it should be organization. So what say you?
Yes, I absolutely agree. It's got the same issue the previous one had. So if we can restructure it the same way, I think that would be an elegant solution.
Okay, I've added that same phrase, should institute. Now, we have not found a better term for relevant, and I'm suggesting, unless somebody's got a better term, that we leave that for now, and perhaps the word relevant deserves a definition somewhere or something. But
I think in this case it actually works. So I'm not fussed about it.
Okay. Okay, thanks. In other words, I was just being paranoid. Okay, any objection to the amended text? I see a green check. Accept. Okay. In 6, again, ICANN should, and an undifferentiated ICANN, so it's the Trinity, should continue to focus on ICANN organization as an effective support system for the multi-stakeholder bottom-up model through championing a culture that supports high performance, transparency, openness, responsiveness, and accountability. In this case, I think ICANN Trinity is, yes, Bernie.
Okay. This could have been one of my key examples of what not to do in a recommendation.
So this was the one.
I just really, and I didn't use it because I didn't want to point fingers, but when I was, this is the one that actually got me writing that whole text, Aubrey.
I see.
As a staff person looking at this, I, would have no idea how to implement this effectively. B, I would have no idea how to measure it's been implemented. And C, I would have a hard time figuring out a system to identify how effective it was if it could be implemented. And
if I can answer. The point is, that's one of the reasons for asking ICANN to do it. This is a community effort. It is about our overall culture. It is something that will be in constant conversation. So I actually think that in definedness, and it's for the community, and we're not asking the staff to implement it. We're saying that as a community, board, and staff together effort, we need to keep working on this. I think Jordan was the one that originally produced this one, and I wish he was here, but that's how I read it.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and what I say in my document is these things could be used to frame the discussion around recommendations, but I mean the reality of what you're doing by including something like this, I know that this is a good thing. I understand that. But it's mom and apple pie. And the reality is that we will come 2 years down the road if this gets approved, okay, and we will say, did we get there? And I can tell you with like a 95% certainty, if not more, that the answer is going to be, we'll come up with something that says it does, but I mean, we really didn't. And that's my only concern. It's not that it's a bad idea, but as a recommendation, in my mind, anyways, and I'm a mathematician, so I apologize for that part right away. In my mind, it's got to be something that you can do about it. Otherwise, it's aspirational. And I think we're past the point of aspirational in these things, but that's a personal feeling. So I've made my comment. You've heard it. That's it.
Does anyone else have a comment? I mean, one thing we could add is that we could request that the HERT, as part of its periodic review, determine how well this is working. Would that make it better to make it that this is something that we should continue doing? It says we're doing it, but we should continue doing it, and that we should ask the ATRT to basically, as part of its periodic review, to confirm that this effort is continuing, or something like that. Does that make a difference? I see Sir.
Well, maybe. I would push it almost there. I think that makes it a lot better. But I would push it just one notch further in that, not that the effort is continuing, but that the ATRT has a responsibility to say if it's doing better, worse, or not, to perform some evaluation. And then I think we can sort of live with it instead of just, is it ongoing?
Uh, Okay, how about the KRT should be asked to consider, as part of its periodic review, the progress in achieving this goal, or progress made in achieving this goal. How's that work?
Thank you.
Does that work for
Excellent.
Other people? Yes, Alan. I'm not sure we got there yet. Alan, please.
Thank you. Couple of points. Number one, I really don't like the idea of adding things to the ATRT agenda. The ATRT may well be a good place to do this, but I'm not sure we want to prejudge that. I agree with Bernie's original intervention in that this is not something that we're going to easily be able to assign a scorecard to. On the other hand, asking people to periodically evaluate how are we doing and is ICANN being responsive and being responsible in its stewardship of what we're supposed to be doing and supporting the volunteer community, I think is a reasonable thing to do, ask. It's a very subjective thing, but I think it's a reasonable thing to periodically review. I think we should say this must be reviewed periodically. We can add parenthetical. The ATRT may be a good home for it, but it may be there may be some other vehicle which is a better place for it. So I would like to keep the recommendation a little bit more general, but say this is something we have to assess periodically.
Okay. We have two comments here, and then I'll go back to you, Bernie. We have first, and this is me making a comment, is I think in some ways it's already in the ATRT, and part of the reason it's phrased as it is because it's the ATRT at each one of its reviews that actually determines what it's going to do deep dive on. So we're certainly not adding it, and I actually don't think it is outside of the ATRT's purview or its assigned work. It's just putting a focus on it. And then the Patrick wrote, should it be part of ATRT? Or is it a standalone org review of the org as the entity that's being assessed? But we don't really have one of those, do we? And are we suggesting that there be a periodic organization review, which would be a much bigger ask? And Bernie, I see your hand up with a check, and I'm not sure what you're checking support of.
Well, I'm actually checking support for both you and Alan. I am no ATRT expert, but from what I know of it, yes, it seemed to fit in the general category and therefore would not be heretic to, it wouldn't be adding it, it would just be ensuring that there is some evaluation of this. On the other hand, as to what Alan said, this is exactly what I say in my best practices document for recommendations, is let's not try to be too specific. So for me, the middle ground here is probably what Alan said, is should be regularly evaluated, and one possibility, and say one of the possibilities for doing this is the ATRT. Thank you.
Okay, Alan,
Yeah, thank
back
you.
To you.
You're pointing out that it is probably within the scope of the ATRT, and under the current rules, the ATRT can decide what to do in any given incarnation, is exactly the reason why I don't think we should designate it as the ATRT. An ATRT can choose to ignore it if it decides there are bigger fish to fry, and I think this is something that should be done periodically. So, my preference is to make it more general, and yes, we still have a problem with deciding where its home is, but I don't think it needs to be a problem we're resolving today.
Okay, thank you. This is part of where I've had problems with Bernie's be specific, but not that specific, and I often have trouble. So there should be a regular evaluation process made regarding this goal. Oops, with a little R. While this may fall within the ATRT purview, it may also be done. Something like that? While this may fall within, it should be within the ATRT purview, it may also be done in a different manner. Now, did I get too unspecific, Bernie? No, I got a green check. And Alan,
all
that's
good.
Still
I
the
think,
previous
you know,
answer.
We don't need to word snip.
Right. Well, that's what we're doing. Okay. Alan, is that
yeah, I'm happy
still
with it.
Okay. Oh, okay, your hand is up. That's why I was asking.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. That is what we're no longer calling an old hand.
You can call it an old hand. I have no problem with other people. I just decided I didn't want to. So absolutely no prejudice against other people referring to old hands. And if they're looking at mine, I'll know that they're telling the truth. Okay. So any other issues with six? Okay. Then go on to seven. Okay. So this one is, again, a noun clause, I mean, a subject clause was put in. ICANN organizations should work with the community to develop and publish service-level definitions. We already spoke before about the change from agreement to definitions, similar to service-level agreement for the IANA. Now, perhaps that parenthetical needs to come out, that clearly defines all services provided by ICANN to contracted parties and other members of the community and the expected service level target for each type of service. Yes, Bernie.
Thank you, Aubrey. Yes, I would strongly encourage you to remove the parenthetical.
As I read it, I was sure you'd say that.
Off yeah, it's going to set off tripwires. I am just trying to avoid setting
okay.
fire to anything. And
any other?
My second one, that clearly defines all services provided by ICANN to contracted parties. Now, I've the registrar and registrar agreement a few times, but they are very, very specific about the services they provide them and how. So I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah, I think, though, that one, especially if we're not calling it a contractual agreement, is rather important to the people that brought up this issue, which was certainly for the contracted parties was an incredibly significant issue because sometimes the year they wait for a reply does affect them materially. Likewise with other members of the community and their issues, I think having clear definitions and yes, you know, ICANN has taught us that if you want a service level defined by someone, you need to be specific. And in this case, I would argue, and I don't know, George has his hand up, but I would argue that it may indeed be appropriate. Yes, George.
Thanks, Aubrey. I would say this whole recommendation bothers me, and I think I made some comments in an earlier version. And for the same reason that Bernie is concerned about it, why not say services provided by ICANN to members of the community? Why differentiate contracted parties there? It's not appropriate for the behavior, the behavioral response you want. And is there a way of softening that expected service level target for each type of service? You will be tied up for weeks, if not months, in a process of trying to define this and to keep it current. I think will be very difficult. I just see this as a bottomless pit of argument and people trying to figure out exactly what level to define things. And I don't know what you want to do about it, but I would water it down.
Okay.
In terms of how specific.
I'm kind of insecure about watering it down, because the points made by the people who have a bottomless pit of frustration, need it could well take time to do it, but it really does seem necessary to a lot of members of the community. So we've already watered it down quite a bit from service level agreements, which is what the contracted parties have asked for. And we've watered it down to definitions, and we've made it not specifically about them, but about everybody. Okay, but I still think that they have a good reason to still want something that is, you know, a fairly clear definition of expected service levels and such. And of course, it varies per type of service. So yes, Alan.
Yeah, I think our problem right now is we're trying to merge the services to contracted parties that are essentially related to contracts and services to the volunteer community. And by merging them into one, we end up not being able to find common terms. I mean, service level agreement may well be the appropriate term in reaction to some of the complaints of the contracted parties. So
okay.
By trying to merge them together into a single issue, I think is where the real problem is.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, we've hit the hour. We failed at our second reading, so I guess it's something we need to continue discussing on the list. Yes, Bernie?
Okay. I'll agree to that. In part, I agree with Alan, and I will leave you with this point. I mean, this is a staff accountability group. When you're talking about implementing service level definitions or agreements with respect to the contracted parties, to me, at least, it sounds like you're trying to make recommendations with respect to ICANN's contracting practices. And I fear that if we don't restructure this, I understand the objective, okay? I really do. But if we don't restructure this to focus on what's our mandate in this group, we may get some serious pushback at another level.
But this has to do with how the staff treats them. It has to do with staff's accountability in responding to the contracted parties. So dividing it in two just means that I'll put SLAs back in the one that refers to contracted parties and leave SLAs, because that's what they asked for. So,
I understand. All I'm saying is I want to avoid this recommendation getting pushback, because it drifts more into changes to contracting practices versus recommendations on how staff treats the contracted parties. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Okay. I think the mistake was trying to answer Alan's point by trying to make it a common statement. So I'll separate it into two, and we'll try for a second reading again next week. Cheryl, you had your hand up, and you didn't get to speak.
Avery, I just wanted to draw your attention to some proposed text on the recommendation 8 ending. That is just very much rough drafting, but then Patrick asked whether or not it was something that could be addressed within the CEO report. Yes, it certainly could, or it could be standalone, or it could be part of a dashboard. That's kind of at the implementation level, though.
You mean for 7?
No, I meant for 8, which is what you asked me to do, come up with some terminology.
Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you. I got confused. Okay, so hopefully those of you that care will touch the document and help. I'll try to come up with something, and we'll try again for next week, but if we fail next week, then we won't have anything to present in Johannesburg, but that's okay.
Avery, can I get a quick statement? In? As we're having this discussion, it dawns on me we may have to think about differentiating between actions of ICANN, the organization, you know, perhaps in not responding to contracted parties properly, as opposed to ICANN staff, the individuals, which is a large part of what we're focusing on here. And merging the two together may be part of what's getting us into this problem. Just a thought.
I don't think we ever know that. I don't think we ever know, especially because we don't see all the motivations and the reviews and such. I don't think we ever know when something is done by an individual staff member or at the organization's behest. I think that's always going to be hidden from us until there's much more transparency into what commands are coming down from CEO through the various management levels. We can't know that. There's no way to ever judge that a staff member is ignoring me because the staff member just is too busy or the staff member has been told to ignore me because I'm a pain in the neck. There's just absolutely no way to know that. So I don't know how we would do that differentiation. So please let's try and resolve these things on the list and in the document before next week. I would really hate not having, and as I say, I'm sure once the plenary gets it, we're going to go through all these discussions again. So I do want to get it fixed as well as we can, but please try and help me with wordings that work over the next week so that we can have something to deliver. And with that, at 4:04, I thank you all. I'm sorry we never got a transcript. I don't know if one was being written and just not displayed. I kind of hope that's the case. But have a great – and also, Patrick, I think that you had some recommendations for rewordings, like I saw relevance to as appropriate, which to me seemed the same, but I'm more than willing to change it if other people agree. So I'll look through the chat on things I missed and make sure I get them into the next revision. So with that,
Aubrey, on the captioning, we'll try to get the captioning people to listen to the recording and get that out as soon as possible.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. And with that, thank you all. It was actually very productive. Sometimes we don't really get to the full productive until we're trying to finish something. So I very much appreciate the comments and such. I just really want to meet this schedule. Thank you.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.